Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and welcome to another bonus episode of No Small Roles, a D&D podcast where there are no small roles, but a plethora of little googly eyeballs and stalks and your worst nightmares made manifest.
No, I don't like it.
Horrible.
My name is Darrow Bailey, and once more, I have the utmost privilege of being your dungeon master for our adventure through Candlekeep.
Ooh.
Once more with me at the virtual table, I have everyone's favourite lovably dysfunctional family, the Maestanis. Say hello, Maestanis.
Hi, quiet thunder, please.
God, you all talk so loud. Ugh.
Oh, God, it started.
Oh, send him back to the Feywild.
Just because your ears are too big.
And so are your feet.
They're the right size.
Look, we've got to be a family now.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Drama. Yeah. We're all banding together.
Yeah. Come on.
Mum's a disco.
Mum's a disco.
Oh,
don't
yeah,
draw attention to it.
I think technically I've still got four dancing lights around you.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, yeah. Oops.
Right. Whilst Rox tries to remember if she had a favourite child to leave a will for, let's roll a theme tune. Last time we left off, Rox succumbed to the curious charisma of a seemingly harmless painting, which turned out to be an extra-dimensional portal, which ended up placing her in the clearing of a forest surrounded by four Medusas. Alone and outnumbered, Rox's experienced galaxy brain kicked in, and out came a very successful casting of Mass Suggestion, sending three of the Medusas to climbing trees.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at each other in confusion, two of them turned into stone, thus creating an opportunity for her escape. Meanwhile, not knowing where their mother had disappeared to, the Maestani children decided to give chase. At first, Ray entered the painting from the dining hall and landed in a room which gave off the illusion of infinite cloud, sky, and water, whilst facing down a rock, a giant aviary adversary. Remembering that she was still invisible, Ray managed to sneak past the giant foe and get in a well-placed sneak attack before being joined by her siblings, Dar and Dax.
Hi.
The three gave battle to the bird until they realised that escape and finding their mother was probably more optimal. Escaping through the door behind the rock, the siblings emerged into a dark, cluttered and gloomy chamber where they encountered a mysterious figure sat in the shadows reading from a book. After spouting a diatribe from his treatise that went over everyone's head, and some very awkward introductions, it had dawned onto the siblings that they had found the target of their quest, the hero, Arrant Quill. Quill reveals to the siblings that Renica has trapped him in this chamber for some time, and that for reasons unknown, he cannot be hurt by magical means. After convincing him that they are here to save him, Dar manages to clear the magical sludge by covering the door, which they believe should help them escape. Just before they do, however, Rox drops into the room, all aglow with fairy fire, after managing to loop through all the other painting portals and grabbing a few entrees along the way because, you know, just cause.
Calls Vicky Gaskin.
Reunited, the entire gang leave through the door, which leads to the ballroom of the manor. Once they arrive in the ballroom, confusion runs rampant amongst the commoners, as in this room, they exclaim that there are two arrant quills. One at the heart of the ballroom stood next to, presumably yet unmistakably, Renica the Beholder. Seeing that one arrant has escaped from his prison, Renica roars his displeasure, rumbling the entire chamber and launching into his attack. And that's where we left off.
Oh my god!
So, I want to go back through the door.
When do you not want to be lit up with fairy fire when you're face to face with the beholder?
So you guys, five of you, have dropped through the portal into the ballroom, and Renica roars. The very walls, the ground seems to shake, and the commoners are panicking and they've scattered everywhere. There are loads of people here, a few hundred easily, They're running each way and everywhere. There's debris falling from the ceiling, there's rubble on the floor, and the ballroom looks a little like this.
Oh, it's so pretty!
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, look at us, there we are.
There you are. You don't look like Dragonborn, unfortunately, because free assets. At one end of the ballroom, you have Renica, who is just beyond you. You're stood on a large red carpet full of debris and other ornaments. And a few feet in front of him are two animated armors that have come to his defense. Just south of them is the party, including the arrant quill that you met in the room. Mm-hmm. As we have all appeared through the portal together, I assume you're huddled in a group, but if you want to, as an instinct, as a fighting family, take up a slight position before we roll initiative, I'm happy to allow that to happen.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Is the second arrant quill next to Renica, or is he no longer in sight as he runs to safety?
The second arrant quill is next to Renica, and unlike everyone else, he seems more composed than most. He's not panicking or screaming or anything. He's just stood there with his goblet of wine, looking quite bemused at why everyone is running and screaming.
Can I insight check that one, please?
Sure.
That would be a 23.
What? 23.
A tidy 23.
Tidy 23.
What are you looking for?
It's to see why he's so relaxed, if it is a person at all, or if it's the real, like, Aaron, just to sort of, yeah, gauge why this is so, why they are so relaxed. So, yeah. And are they real?
Given your experience as an adventurer with all things magical, and with the forehand knowledge that Renica has dreamed himself into this demiplane and is controlling quite a large amount of what's going on, You can safely assume that this errant is not real. And to have no reaction, no negative reaction to the chaos of the room is very sus. So I'd say Rox has a very strong suspicion that this errant next to Renica is not real.
Cool, thank you.
Good to know. Yeah, I think in terms of whether we spread out a bit, I think Dax would certainly like to be a little bit, like, I think not super, super close to everyone else, but not, like, too far away.
I think Rox would like to be front and centre.
I'd like to move Ray kind of in a northeasterly direction, closer towards the animated armour. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, just near that rubble there.
Yeah.
I'd like to be as near to the Renica as I'm allowed to be.
The animated armors are there to protect him. You're there.
Cool, thank you.
I think maybe Dax would be... I like that he's a little bit further west of the others. Thank you.
And Dar would try to hang basically in, like, the middle gap between Dax to the west and Mum and Ray to the to sort of the east.
Kind of next to Aaron?
Yeah, kind of next to Aaron. Like, keeping my eyes out for Aaron, but basically so that if anybody were to get hurt, like, I'm close enough to run in and help them should it come to that.
Cool. If everyone's happy with their positioning, I would like you all to roll initiative.
Roll initiative.
Roll initiative.
That's tasty.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, good. 21
for
Rocks.
24 for me.
Whoa.
22 for Dar.
Well, you see, look, you've ruined this because I wrote Rocks at the top of my list and now I've got to rub both
of
them out.
And like,
I rolled an 11. Oh, no, 12. Sorry, I get a plus one.
Okay.
But you always see the lightning before you hear the thunder, so it's fine. Print that on a t-shirt.
Okay, cool. We are in initiative.
We're in initiative.
Top of the initiative order is Ray.
Okie dokie. I am going to run up to that animated armor whilst drawing my rapier. And I am going to plunge my blade, well, my foil, my blade, yeah, into their neck or their chest. Yeah, no, their chest. Yeah. Ooh. Words.
Roll for attack.
That is a unnatural 21 to hit.
Hits.
That better hit.
It hits for all damage.
Whoop, whoop. Now, because of the rather exciting, a rakish audacity, I get a sneak attack so long as there are no other creatures within 5 feet and that I am 5 feet within it. So I'm going to roll sneak attack damage as well. But
please
first
do.
Of all, I will do the other damage.
So everyone stay away from Ray when she's fighting. You know she gets annoyed if we get in her space.
Yeah, you wouldn't like her when she's angry.
No.
I need my space. I'm a teenager. Okay, so... oh, yes, just rolled an 8 on a D8. I love that. That's a 13 damage, but let me roll my sneak attacks. Oh, just hear that sneak attack dice.
My
precious sneak attack.
Sneak attack. What is it? What is it? Is it a D6 damage, Precious?
Precious. Golem, the role I most wish that I'd ever had in a movie.
What did I get first? I got an 8 plus 12.
11, I think, did you say? Did I make that up?
13.
8 plus 5.
13, sorry. I'm doing it down.
Yeah, so 13, then my sneak attack, I've just rolled 20. So that Ooh. Is a total of... 33 points of damage.
Nice. Goodness me.
Describe the move for me.
I slash across its chest.
And the thing just explodes and flutters into pieces.
Yes.
You hit it for its exact hit points, so it is definitely dead.
Very cool, Ray.
I've never been so proud, Ray.
One hit KO.
Oh my gosh, I'm so proud of me.
You still have a fair bit of movement, I assume.
I'm gonna run up to the other one and do the same thing, but maybe not the same amount of damage and maybe not hit it.
Go for it. See. You can certainly try.
So does a 27 hit, DM?
You know, I think so.
Oh my goodness. All right, let's go. So,
I'm going to ask if you do definitely get 2 attacks as a rogue, because I don't know if you do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah. I'm playing like a monk. I don't think I do get 2.
You don't get 2 attacks.
I think you get an offhand with a dagger. If you've got a dagger, maybe.
I don't know. I can't see anything saying that I can.
I think everyone kind of...
Everyone can, make a bonus action.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone can bonus action, like, second light-handed.
You just can't apply your...
Anyone can.
Anyone. Yeah, your bonuses
what?
To it,
you
basically.
You can do an extra, like, little just a hit with a bonus action.
As long as you're only using a one-handed weapon.
One-handed melee weapon.
In the other hand.
And you can't apply any bonuses to
Okay,
it.
So if I have my dagger in my other hand...
Yeah, if you have 2
daggers.
And
I've done a little slash.
And you've got it. I'm
doing rapier and dagger. So I've gone, slashed it with my rapier.
I think this is me rules lawing. So I think technically you're not meant to, but I think it's one of those things that it's like, I think usually it's fine. Like, because rapier and dagger is a thing, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
What people do in real world.
Yeah. Grace is trained in it, right?
Ben, I've got my standard level.
Yeah.
Ben and I, we did ours together, didn't we?
We did. So I've slashed across the other one, I've run across the room, and I've lunged.
Bonus action, yeah.
Bonus action dagger, if this is allowed. Somebody's probably going to tell me it's not. But
The DM, I'm saying you can do it.
Yeah.
God has spoken.
My plus is the same, so yeah, it would have been a 27. It'd just be less damage.
Yeah, because you can't add your... I don't think you can add to your damage rolls. It's just...
Okay, so just be a 1d4. Just the dice. 1d4. Yeah, okay. 1d4.
Cheeky little poke.
And that's 3. I'm going to give it cheeky little poke of 3 damage.
Nice.
Love. Yeah. What a great turn.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Taking one out.
If it's armor, I feel like it's like a little dent, like maybe I've just given a belly button in the armor.
Okay, Dar, it is...
Oh, I don't know what I want to do.
There's no one to be healed.
There's no one to
what
be healed.
What do I do?
I'm technically down 5 hit points.
Please don't heal me.
Don't waste
your turn healing me.
Mum,
yeah?
How do you look? Because you obviously have been off fighting Medusas and stuff. I don't know whether or not Dar knows that.
I've not lost any hit points. I'm just absolutely
you're just
vulnerable.
Glowing.
Yep.
Sure. In which case, I would like to... What's the range on this one? 120 feet.
Ooh.
Wonderful. I would, under Renica,
yep.
I would like to cast Erupting Earth.
Ooh.
Which is...
This sounds cool.
A point I can see on the ground within range.
Yeah.
Which, him being a beholder, I can imagine he's not on the floor.
No, he's floating.
Floating. Fantastic. So I would like to the point be directly under him. A fountain of churned earth and stone erupts in a 20-foot cube centered on that point.
Ooh.
Big old 20 by 20.
20 by 20? That's huge.
It's a huge cube. Yeah, so I basically start muttering to myself, like dig my claws into the dirt, like look over at him, and then just like stand up. And as I stand up and like pull my fists out of the ground, the ground underneath him, like, yeah, flies up, completely encasing him and everybody in the area, and any creature in that area has to make a dexterity saving throw.
Ooh.
Did I say I'm casting this at 4th level as well?
Okay, dexterity saving throw.
Yeah.
What does it have to beat?
17.
Fails.
Yeah.
What you see?
Is the fake errant in that?
Yep, ooh. The fake errant is also in that, and he will also make a dex saving throw.
Good shout.
Fails that too.
Beautiful. So,
hopefully cogs will fall out of him when he dies.
Both of them take 23 points of bludgeoning damage.
If one was to die from it, what would that look like?
Oh, I can imagine that they are literally just thrown into the air, like directly upward as all of this dirt and earth like comes colliding up out of the ground, and then probably fall back down because then the area that's churned up becomes difficult terrain. And each 5-foot square portion of the area requires at least a minute to clear by hand. That's how much of a mess I've made.
Ooh.
It's very specific about it being tidied up there.
Oh my gosh.
I love it when the books get specific.
So first of all, you see the other errant just leap straight up in the air, like it's been catapulted, and straight back down. And you get a glimpse of his limbs are not supposed to look the way they look there as he bounces off the ground, but then dissipates into like a cloud of bubbles and just disappears. Renica, however, also bounces up, hits the ground, and does not like that, and its eyes just swish around angrily.
Yeah. I know it's made it slightly more difficult for us to get to him, but
some of us can fly, Dar, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm a druid, that kind of thing doesn't really bother me.
Good, because what I'm about to do is going to make, hopefully, getting to him much harder.
Movement-wise, can I just, like, edge forward just a little bit so I'm, like, in line with Mum?
Well done, son.
Is there... Oh, thanks, Mum. I mean, thanks, Mum. And, yeah, basically try and just keep myself, like, equidistant from everybody, just in case.
Okay. Do you want to shuffle to your left a bit, or...?
Yeah, just around the fountain that we can see.
Okay, cool.
I'm not going to use a bonus action or anything, so I'm done.
Okay. Next is Rox.
Rox is going to say, oh, you seem to be having a bit of trouble with your eyes boggling backwards and forwards. I'm going to sort that out for you, Renica. She holds her hand out and casts Hold Monster.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which is a wisdom saving throw.
Cool.
That is, oh my gosh, what? That's a 13.
It failed!
Yes!
So it's now paralysed.
Oh.
Oh my god, we're going to kill it.
It's paralysed.
It's paralysed.
I said that far too early. I'm sorry. Touch wood, touch wood. We're all going to die.
Oh my gosh. Brilliant.
Rocks. Mom. Is this the sort of thing we'd know if we attack it, does your thing stay up? Or is it the sort of thing that if we attack it, it goes away?
I've just looked up what paralyzed means. Attack rolls against it have advantage.
Yep.
And any attack that hits the creature is a critical hit if the attacker is within 5 feet of the creature.
Wow.
And does the whole monster stick fix, or does it...
Oh, at the end each of its turns, the target can make another wisdom saving throw. On a success, it ends.
But we can't end it by just attacking him. Cool, cool.
No, I imagine that you would end it by attacking me.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to end it. I don't want to end it.
No, but I think that's probably how it works. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm so excited that worked. Thank you, Daryl.
Anything else?
She's going to take a swig from a hip flask that she has.
Next in the order, we have Renica.
Ooh.
So it's paralyzed, so it can't do anything other than try to break out of paralysis. It's a wisdom save, right?
It is a wisdom save. Oh my god, is it his go now?
Yeah, it's his go now.
Oh, if he breaks out of this, it's going to make me so sad.
Yeah, that's a 17 plus.
Oh, come on, Daryl.
No.
You're killing me.
So that's a 24 to break out of that.
Yeah, we're going to die.
Boo.
You've changed your tune, Dar.
He had to use its turn to break out of that, so it can do anything. Because it's at the end of the turn that you make the roll.
So you've made it lose a turn.
Okay.
You made it lose a turn.
Okay, I'll take that.
Okay, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it shakes it off and...
Like Taylor Swift.
Shake it off.
If that's how the song goes, kids. But a few of its eyes are looking in your direction, Rox. It really didn't like that. That was really irritating. That is its turn.
I think Mum's gonna die.
You're gonna be fine.
Next, it's Dax's turn.
Yeah, okay.
Dax is gonna look at Renica and seeing the eyes looking at Mum be like... Leave my mum alone. And then he's going to utter Renica's name and send a psychic lance of energy towards Renica. The target must succeed on an intelligence saving throw, please. Or rather, please fail an intelligence saving throw.
Do you know what? You really are my son, because that was the other option I had for my turn, just called Dax. Yeah.
It succeeds.
Oh.
Boo you, Renica.
I don't think I'd do anything
that's a
then.
20, that's a 24, so it succeeds.
Yeah, there's nothing about half damage in this spell, so boo.
Boo.
Oh, no.
Okay, that didn't work.
No.
And then Dax is going to move to get a little bit more, seeing that and be like, oops, is that like a bookcase off to his left or something?
Yes. It's like a sofa.
Okay. He's sort of going to head so the sofa's giving him a little bit of cover.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
And just getting out of the way a little bit. And then he's like, hang on, let's try this. And he's going to use... 2 sorcery points to quicken a spell.
Yes!
Which means I get to cast a cantrip as a bonus action. Is this right, Vicky?
You've done a spell, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can cast a cantrip. You can cast a spell if you hadn't cast a spell as your action.
Okay, but spell gone, so spell I will gone. Just do... I will do... Oh, I should mark off the spell, and I will mark off my 2 sorcery points in a minute.
Ben's a sorcerer, he's doing spellmen.
I'm a sorcerer.
Spellmen.
Spellmen.
Spellmen, yes, spellmen. Dax is going to hold up his little shotport, black and white wooden wand, point it at Renica, and a bolt of fire is going to come out the end of the wand and attempt to hit the giant eye monster thing, please. With a, 26 to hit.
That hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is going to be... Okay. 18 points of fire damage, please.
Very good.
Yeah. That's me done. Thank you very much. I will hide behind my sofa now. I'll just duck down behind the sofa a little bit for a bit of like... Bah!
Sure. At the end of your turn, it's going to use one of its legendary actions.
Uh-oh. Oh, I hate legendary actions. No. I mean, I love them, but I hate them.
I know. I'm like, yay!
Juicy, yay, but also go...
Boo. But yay!
Yay for the listeners, boo for the players.
Yeah. But so fun.
Ooh. Now, three or four of the eye stalks were looking directly at Rox after that paralysis attempt.
And it is going to you.
Successful paralysis attempt.
To be successful paralysis attempt, which you managed to shake itself out of. I would like, Rox, can you roll a wisdom saving throw, please?
Tidy 12.
Well, a concentrated beam of this pinkish, purplish light strikes your body. And whilst you don't feel any pain, suddenly Renica seems very attractive all of a sudden. Very amenable.
Classic
great
Rox.
Flavor here.
And yeah. You feel like, well, you know, I'm an eligible lady. I don't mind serving a beholder.
Is this being charmed? Can
you
I?
You are charmed.
Ask?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Oh yeah.
Something about being charmed here.
So you're an archfey warlock, aren't you?
I am an archfey.
Ah.
I have beguiling defenses. I'm so ooh. Beguiling.
Oh yeah.
I'm immune to being charmed.
Oh, you're immune.
Yeah.
You're
when immune another creature attempts to charm you, you can use your reaction to attempt to turn the charm back on that creature, unless it succeeds on a Wisdom saving throw.
Please try that. Go for it.
So you've got to do a Wisdom saving throw.
You picked on the wrong Maestani.
Yeah.
I feel like we've got like one round of this thing, and oh my gosh, the turns, the twists.
What's your DC?
Do you want to tell me what you rolled and then I'll tell you? Because I'm so beguiling.
Yeah, I rolled a 17.
Oh, it passed. It succeeded.
And that is a beautiful reversal.
I think she just sort of stands there and does a bit of a, like, it's not hair, is it? Like a tendril toss and a bit of a tits out and just sort of does one of those, like, do I love you or hate you looks. Ooh. Just for flavour.
Oh, I love it. That was great. Renica is like looks bemused. Like you can see, like it's one big eye kind of shortens, and what you seem to be a frown, and a little growl escapes his mouth. As,
it's at this point that Mum kind of starts respecting him. They've had a couple of like, no, you, no, you. I think she's like, oh, I want to kill this guy, but see where he's coming from.
Great, that was brilliant. Next, it's the animated armor's turn, and it's going to attack Ray because you're right in front of it.
Leave my big sis alone.
It's just going to slam into you twice, or attempt to. There's a 23 hit. It's only one attack. The other one was a natural 2. Oh my gosh, is that it? He's at 30. That's 5 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh, I'll take it. I should have used my bonus action to disengage rather than give it a belly button, but there you go.
That's all the armor's going to do. It's not very intelligent. And finally, in the initiative order, is Arant Quill's turn.
He helps
forgot about
us.
Him.
Maybe.
I mean, this all happens within 6 seconds, right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
He is going to chuck 2 of his daggers from his belt.
Sounds like a dagger, doesn't it?
Natural 20 and 1. And a bloody hell, dirty 20 on the other.
Ooh.
Mr. Quill.
That's my line, Darth.
Hey, listen, he's learned some things from Ron.
That's my boy.
Yep, does quite a bit of damage to the armor. The armor is looking like a piece of it are like falling down, falling to pieces, staggers a bit. And he says, ugh, brings back memories. Let's see what you can do, Maestanis. And then he's going to clasp his hands together into, like, a fist. And he's going to spread his legs a bit and just concentrate really hard. And that's the end of his turn.
Is he going for a poo?
Yeah. Do we recognise what he's doing?
A poo.
If you're curious about what he's doing, make an arcana check.
21.
21. You know he's attempting to do the same, a similar spell to what Rox just cast.
Oh, nice.
Top of the initiative order. Back to Ray.
Okay, I'm going to bring round my sword to slice at this animated armor with a... Ooh, maybe not this one. With a 15 to hit.
Nope.
Oh, man.
Oh,
As I swing around, I kind of like go off balance as I miss. Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm just going to disengage a little bit to the east. towards that sofa.
The sofas make excellent hiding places.
Where did that come from?
Oh, she can't see me.
Oh, anything else?
Nah.
No?
No.
Okay. At which point, Renika will also use its another legendary action. Two more of its eyes will swivel around, and they will...
Two more.
They see how much... how deft... Ray is with those blades, and is going to attempt to put you to sleep.
Oh no. Ooh. I should have hid.
I told you about the sofas.
So please roll a wisdom saving throw, please.
Oh, well, this dice is going to fuck off in a minute.
Okay, that's an eight.
Ayastani, you watch as Ray's, like, blades are out, swinging, doing a little dance as she moves like the wind, and then suddenly she just wilts, kind of stumbles a bit, twirls, and then she just flops onto the sofa, fast asleep.
Aw, thanks. Such a comfy place to sleep. And she throws her dice in the bin.
That's Ray. Next is Dar.
Oh, gods. Okay. Now, the effects on Rox and Ray, they're not spells, are they?
No.
So I can't use Dispel Magic?
Oh, hang on.
I'm not charmed.
Give me a second, sorry.
Rox resisted it.
Oh, of course, you're immune.
I'm immune. It was the rolling to see if it went
back.
Yeah,
tried to turn it back on.
That's such a cool feature.
Yeah, I'm glad I read my sheets before we played today.
The effects on the party aren't technically a spell. Well, it is magical, it's not a spell.
Technically a spell.
Technically.
Stop doing an impression of me.
What I am going to do, though, obviously my twin has just been hit by something and has fallen down. So I'm going to run straight over to her. So that's my 20.
Twins.
And I'm not going to use a spell. I'm just going to use my action to try and wake her up.
Sure. And you can do that. You can spend your action to wake them up.
Fantastic. I'm going to literally grab her by the armor, lift her onto her feet and just shake her until she's looking at me.
Yeah.
Set her back down and then like just give her a very small pat on the cheek and as a bonus action use some of my Balm of the Summer Court. And give you a 1d6. I don't give you the 1d6, I roll a 1d6. So you get one hit point back.
Ah.
But you also gain one temporary hit point as well.
Woohoo! Aww.
Aww.
Good. That's delightful.
Be like, the fuck are you doing? Stay awake.
Rule number one of Fight Club.
Don't nap.
Don't sleep ever.
Thanks for waking me up.
It's all right.
I appreciate it.
Go on. Go get him.
Said hide behind the sofa, not have a sleep on it.
She like gets back into on guard, ready.
Dar like kind of edges around her a little bit. So it's not in the line of fire.
It's like winding her back up to fight again, sort of thing. Like, okay.
Come on, you got this. Like giving her like little shoulder rubs. Come on, you got this.
Yeah. Thanks, bro. Thanks, Twinny.
That's all right. That's my turn done.
That's your turn. At this, Renika has got his eye on Rock still after that little exchange. He's going to use another legendary action.
Yeah.
Classic mum flirting with a beholder.
I know.
Just you wait till my next turn.
Cool. Rocks, please make a dexterity save.
Oh man, can he just do legendary stuff all over the place?
I'm not telling you.
I was like, it's my turn. I'm going to flirt him to be charmed. Dex save, yeah?
Yep.
15.
You feel... You swear you're not an old lady by any person.
No, I'm not an old lady.
You are not an old lady.
I still got it.
Pretty old,
you still
you're
got it.
Old.
You're flirting with every pirate in the town. Yeah, you know. But maybe age is catching up to you as your body starts to slow down and things aren't processing as quick as they should do. So your speed is halved and you can't take reactions and you can either take an action or a bonus action, not both.
Okay, cool.
But you can make a dex saving throw at the end of each of your turns to shake off the effect.
Okay. So I've just sort of...
You've just been slowed.
Is it my turn next?
It is your turn.
In that case. So Rox is going to cast Fae Presence. But because she's slowed down, she is going to do this really slow motion, alluring, flirty sort of motion to try and charm Renica back. But it's probably a bit grotesque and slow. So you need to make a wisdom saving throw or become charmed.
Right, big purple dice is coming turn. For this one. 16.
Oh, it passes. So basically all she does is just a really slow... I should have done the more sensible option, but this just felt fun. Really slow motion flirt to which he's like ignoring it. And am I near enough to be behind this sofa that the twins are on? I've only got 15 foot because my movement's hard.
You're almost as slow as tuna.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get around the sofa.
Cool. It's fine if I don't, but I think she's going to edge over that web, feeling very vulnerable with her fairy fire and very dejected.
I'll put you there. That's fine.
Thank you. You're a very benevolent dear.
Of course. Oh, make a dick saving throw to shake off the slow.
Thank you. Oh, I got the rolled a 21.
Woo! And things are back in the game,
she very
baby.
She slowly like takes another sip of her hip flask, goes like, ta! And is like, chicka ba ba!
Chicka ba ba!
Chicka ba ba!
I like that. I like that very much. Yeah. I really like that. That was great.
And at this point, she's not sure whether she loves or hates Renica, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Cool. It is now Renica's turn, and here comes the pain. Because it's going to use three of its eye abilities.
Oh, God. Three of us are very clumped together in one side.
Oh, no.
But we only attacked him in a little bit.
So, four. Dar, make a dexterity saving throw.
I refuse.
I shall not.
You can't make me. That's a 17.
17, you see this beam just shoot into your body. You feel nothing. And it feels like the whole world is about to slow down a sec. But then you shake your head in disbelief and it doesn't take hold of you.
Yeah, nah, not having that. No. I'm on edge. My family could be falling down at any moment. No. Don't have time to slow down.
And for Ray, make a wisdom saving throw.
8.
8. All of a sudden, the room disappears.
No!
And it's dark. Just total darkness around you. You suddenly feel the wind whip up around your body, clothes ruffling in the wind, and you're in some kind of desert place. There's sand beneath your feet, and you're trudging in no direction whatsoever. But your heart is beating in your chest heavily, and I feel a sense of dread come up inside your body as you have an inkling of what you're about to discover. You crest a rise in this kind of dark desert, and atop of the mound in front of you, you see like a lump, a few lumps actually, and I think you know what you're about to find. As you take a few steps forward, there's blood, a trickle of blood leading from you up to these lumps, and you keep walking, and you see piled on top of each other the bodies of your mother, Dar and Dax, dead.
She like runs up to them and shakes them just in case there's any like bit of life left in them.
You shake them, and then the top of the pile is Dar. And you swear his eye cracks open. And he said, "You could have come get me, but you didn't. I hate you." Then the vision disappears.
She's a wreck.
Yeah. You are frightened of Renica. You can make a wisdom saving throw at the end of your turn to shake off this fear, but you can't forget what you see.
Okay. Terrified.
Now it's the third eye attack. And Dax...
Not me, I'm behind the sofa.
Oh no, you're behind the sofa.
No, I'm joking, I'm really not behind the sofa. I have no ability to hide behind the sofa, I'm just stood there.
Yeah, I was just looking
stood
at it.
Stood by the sofa.
I'm not a rogue, I can't hide behind things.
Pinkle purple beam is flying towards you, make a wisdom saving throw.
I'm so confused. Just out of interest, is this a charmed or frightened effect that's heading?
It's a charm. It's the charm
I get
beam.
Advantage. Then.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, awful. I don't even know. Wisdom saving throw.
Yeah.
I've got a negative modifier on that, so that's a 6. 6.
You find Renica quite appealing all of a sudden. Quite a charming fellow. You got a nice taste in decor. This party looked nice before the people started screaming and running around. And
I don't think Dar should have messed up the floor. It was looking nice.
No, you shouldn't have. And maybe you shouldn't have joined in with your family and attacked it. And these thoughts are pouring into your head as you are charmed by Renica for an hour.
What? Do I get to save against it?
Oh man, it just says you're charmed for 1 hour or until the beholder harms the creature.
Okay, so if it hurts me, it fails.
Yeah.
Okay, I've just looked up charmed. So a charmed creature cannot attack the charmer or target the charmer with harmful abilities or magical effects, and the charmer has advantage on any ability to check to interact socially with the creature. So I can't attack Renica or target Renica, basically.
With something dangerous or harmful?
With harmful abilities or magical effects.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh no. Yeah. One frightened, one charmed. Okay.
And guess what? It's your turn next.
Actually, for a giant eyeball creature, they are surprisingly charming. Don't really want to hurt them. Seems a bit of a shame. So maybe, what can I do instead? Ba-doo-ba-doo. What can I usefully do? Nothing. Nothing at all.
Stupid sexy Flanders.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Actually, so I'm going to use my turn to... How far away am I from the area that's been affected by the mud thing?
25 feet at least.
Awesome, cool. So I'll use my 25 feet of movement, please, to walk up to the edge of the area that Dar has ruined, of this nice beholder's house.
Yes.
I will use my turn to cast Prestidigitation, please, and clean up 1 cubic foot of the ground.
You absolutely may.
Thank you. That's my turn.
So it does very specifically state that you need to take a whole minute of to clear it up. I don't know.
I'm using Prestidigitation. To clear up how much does it take a minute?
What, like a 5 foot?
Oh, I'm
square.
Just clearing up 1 cubic foot.
Oh, a tiny
I'm not,
little
I'm
bit.
Not working on 5 foot, mate. Like, this has taken me 6 seconds to clean 1 foot. This is going to take 24 more goes, which in D&D is 3 more minutes. No, 4 minutes. So you're good.
Well, that's great. You crack on then, mate.
Technically, it's a cubic foot. So, you know, if there's a small footstool in that, that's also clean. Or, you know, that's my turn.
Okay, cool.
Grace here, keeping you updated with all things No Small Roles related. Hello, dear listeners. We hope you're enjoying this final episode with the Maestanis. If this mini campaign in Candlekeep has been your first experience of No Small Roles, thank you for joining us. Perhaps you're curious about our main campaign. Well, it's DM'd by the one and only David Knight, who plays Dar and has the rest of us, plus our dear friend Chris, as the players. Not sure where to start? We suggest getting up to episode 8 and seeing how you feel about the show from there. And there is also a handy recap episode covering episodes 1 to 5 if you want a head start. And for those of you who are regular listeners to No Small Roles, you will be delighted to hear that the main storyline is back in November, with episode 44 making its way to your earholes on Sunday the 14th. Superfan Chats will be back next Sunday with a different superfan Hannah. Hannah Clancy will be joining Pippa and Sam. Yes, that is right. We have two amazing superfans, both called Hannah. We're very lucky. Maybe there are even more of you out there. Fans called Hannah. Fanners. Or maybe I'm a fanner because I'm a fan of Hannah's. I digress. Hannah Clancy is at Clancy_creations on Instagram and Clancy Creation Crafts on Etsy. And if you didn't already know, she has crocheted our player characters. Head over to Hannah's social media or ours to marvel at their crochet beauty. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at No Small Roles, and we have a Facebook page. Simply search No Small Roles. If you want to chat with your fellow No Small Rollers, then the Discord link is in the show notes. Want to see some of us in real-life shows? Ticket links are in the show notes. And want to support us on Patreon and make us do a happy dance? Then check out those show notes. Well, that's all from me for now. Let's get back to the throng of battle. I've had sugar today.
Next it is animated armor. It's still alive.
Oh yeah, they're still here. Oh,
I could have attacked the animated armor. Oh no.
The next person is Dar, so it's going to attack you.
Please do.
Two attacks, slam attacks. Natural one and a 22.
The 22 hits. Surprisingly, the natural one doesn't.
6 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh, right, that's not so bad. That's the first bit of damage I've had all adventure.
Next is, it's Arendt's turn. And he, hang on, just...
Is he going to be doing a spell or is he going to be doing a poo? We've all been on tenterhooks.
He casts poo at third level.
So mature. We are grown up humans.
That is a homebrew waiting to happen.
I can't poo myself.
Is that what we're going to call going to the loo now? Oh, I'm just going to make a homebrew.
I'm going to make a ruling on something because this is it'll be really unfair if I can do this. He's going to check over from where he's standing and he's going to cast Dispel Magic on Ray, and he's going to shake yourself up, and he'll wave his hand in your direction and you are no longer frightened.
Oh, you see, like, she'd gone like this really sickly pale green and the colour just like flushes back to her face and she becomes this really nice, like, kind of bright green, between bright and foresty green once again.
I'm not here to clean up your mess. You're supposed to be rescuing me, remember? Come on. And he's going to move towards the fountain. That's his turn. Top of the order, we have Ray.
Okay.
Newly restored Ray.
Come on, Ray.
Newly restored colour back in her cheeks. She decides that she is not happy with this Renneker thing. And so she is going to bonus action hide behind the sofa to, like, gather herself. Mm-hmm. And take a deep breath, stand up, back up, and fire her short bow at Renneker.
Go for it, please.
Yeah. What was this?
Okay. That is an unnatural 21 to hit.
Hits.
Okie smoky.
Yeah, you got this.
25 points of damage total.
Thank you.
Just a bit of movement. She's going to move herself northeasterly direction just to get herself away from the family. She doesn't want them to get in any crossfire of anything that happens to her.
Anything else?
That's it.
Cool. Nice. Dar, it is your turn.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. This animated armor right next to me.
Yeah.
How's it looking?
It's functional.
In which case, I would like to use a cantrip. I'm going to cast Thunderclap.
Mm-hmm.
Because thunder over in the corner there is just cleaning up dirt.
You made a mess.
I don't care. So, can it please make a constitution saving throw?
I'm sure that fails.
Yeah, it's a 17. It's got a big beat.
Fail.
Cool. In which case, it takes 8 points of thunder damage.
Cool. Chunks of its armor is flapping off. One of its arms is missing. It's not looking great.
I don't want to move because it will probably hit me in the back and I would rather just keep an eye on it. So, again, nobody's really been hurt yet, have they?
No.
Only Renneker.
Only Renneker.
I'm going to wait. I'm not going to do anything else then. Just going to growl at the armor. And that's it. That's all I'm doing.
Cool. Legendary action time.
Oh, no.
Here we go again.
Dar, seeing Renneker's quite intelligent and sees that you've got quite a lot of utility to you. He's going to try and do something about that.
I'd rather it didn't.
Yeah. Dar, make a constitution saving throw, please.
Okay. That's a 21.
Oh yeah.
Okay, it's time to roll some dice.
But he rolled really high.
Doesn't matter. Wow. Gosh. Yeah, 37 points of necrotic damage, reduced to half. So you take 19 points of necrotic damage.
18, I think. 10.
Oh, it's 18. 37 divided by 2 is 18.5.
Yeah.
So you round down.
18 points of necrotic damage.
Thank you, Ben, for maths, as always.
No worries.
I don't like that.
And that was half.
Yeah.
So that was very nasty spell ability. Next is...
I do not like that.
It is Renica's turn. Oh, no, wait. Dar. After Dar is Rox. Sorry.
Rox.
No, I'm not going to say that. It's Rox's turn.
Are you looking okay, Dar?
No, I'm fine. I'm 45 out of 69.
Okay.
If you were to put it into numerical terms.
I mean, I have no way of healing you. I'd just be bothering.
Just checking in.
Yeah. Rox is going to say to Aaron, how fast can you get us out of here?
Out of here? What? This room?
This dreamland. This book.
I can't. You think I wouldn't have tried that? Come on, Maestanis.
You were locked in a cage. I don't know. Ugh. I'm just saying, if we can get out of here in a minute, then I'm going to do one thing. And if we can't, then there's no point doing it. But I feel like you don't know.
No, I can't escape the demiplane. I can't. No.
All right. Attitude. Okay. We don't, like, Daryl, I'm just checking. We don't know the way out, do we? Like, the way to get out of the book again.
No.
Cool.
No one's told you. You guys just jumped in.
Jump into the book first, ask questions later.
Then I'm not gonna banish Renica, because that's only for a minute, and so we're trying to, like,
do what you want, dude.
I don't know.
To be fair, we still also have to stab Arendt.
Yeah.
Which might get us out of the book. Or it might not.
Fingers crossed, baby.
One issue at a time.
What's gonna happen if Rox just does stabbing Arendt now?
I think Arendt would turn on us, and then we'd have to deal with Renica and Arendt. That's probably what would happen. That's metagaming. It's metagaming, but that, I think that's what would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just give it a go. Like, what's the worst that could happen, right?
So what are you doing?
Famous last words.
No. Sorry, I had an idea, and it was a
commit!
Bit...
No, commit to a decision.
I will commit to a decision when I make one.
Okay. Then I shall wait and be patient.
Okay, so I could still do the other thing if I want to at a later date, but because I'm a sorcerer at heart, I'm going to just keep spending spell slots. And having seen what Dax did earlier, I am also going to cast Raoul Thim's Psychic Lance.
Yeah.
Ooh. Cool spell. Please enlighten us.
Yeah. So I unleash a shimmering lance of psychic power from my forehead. And you must succeed at an intelligence saving throw, please.
15?
Oh, my thing is 15. That's a success,
That's
isn't
a
it?
Success.
What a waste of spells.
That's what I felt earlier, Mum.
But nevertheless, like a really cool lance, like, crackles and just sort of misses.
It's a really cool miss.
But the thing is, I think he's just a misunderstood eyeball, and maybe we shouldn't attack them.
That is not the mood right now, Dax.
I think, let's move Rox so that she's close to Aaron, I think.
How close? Right next to him, or...
Just sort of between where she is and where Aaron is. I think she's going to keep fairly close.
So this is melee range of the animated armor. Right?
Oh yeah, not melee range of the animated armor. Yeah, outside of that, yeah.
Just southeast of Aaron.
Hang on. Before I finish my go, I just need to check something.
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. I just wanted to make sure I was within eldritch distance.
Oh yeah, 120 feet.
Yeah.
Pew 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 pew.
At level 11.
Oh, triple pew.
Yeah, three.
Pew, pew, and Barley McGrew.
Anything else?
No, sorry. Cool. Yeah, that's all I can do.
No, just want to check. Okay, it is now Renica's turn.
No!
Time for the eyes to go to work, baby.
Always Renica's turn.
Yeah.
It does really feel like it is.
Legendary action.
Legendary actions that replenish.
I'm a giant eyeball.
Not being funny, but we're Maestanis, we're pretty legendary in some parts.
Yeah, you are. So, Ray.
What?
Make a dexterity saving throw, please.
Okay. That is an 18.
Your body stiffens. You get the sensation that your body is stiffening up for a second. But then, no, you break out of it. You remember that horrible vision. And you probably think that Renica was the one who made you feel that. And you just say no. And you shake it off.
No.
Shake it off.
Not this time, Renica.
Not this time. Duh.
Yeah.
That same Ray that hit you last time is back.
I don't like that.
Constitution saving throw.
Constitution save. It's only a 6 altogether.
Oh, no. I'm really sorry.
Don't roll high. Just roll a little bit low.
Is this the one that hit you last time?
Yeah, but that was pretty hefty last time as well, so it could quite easily take me out.
No. Does anyone else have healing? I don't have any healing.
I'm also stood right next to the animated armor.
I don't mind giving this away just to add a bit of peril, but it's 8d8.
Yeah.
I really don't have any healing.
No, I don't have any.
I got it all, guys. Don't you worry.
I mean...
Can we retcon that we had some healing potions? We would if we... You know, adventurers, we should have healing potions.
Well, would you need them, though, if Dar was always around?
Dar was always there.
We need to protect Dar better.
Oh, shit.
38 points of necrotic damage.
Okay.
38.
You're just still standing, right?
I am still standing. I am down to a single figure, everybody. I am down to a single figure.
I have a question for you, Baby David.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
It's terrifying, Mum. It's terrifying.
That was pure Vicky.
Pure
asking.
Vicky. That was pure Vicky.
Mum's not.
I'm bringing this into the game world. Yeah, no, I'm scared. I'm scared for all of us.
I'm going to be a bit benevolent here. May of Starnes, give yourself a number between 1 and 4.
2.
4.
Mm-hmm. 3.
Oh, me as well?
Yeah. So you're 1.
You're 1. Because one. You didn't have all the other numbers are taken, so you're 1.
Okay. Ray, make a dex saving throw, please.
No!
Do it.
19.
19. Ooh, yeah. Again, that same feeling of stiffness. This beam hits you. And again, you say that word again.
No.
And you shake off whatever it was thrown at you, and you're not today. That is not happening to you today. That is Renica's go. Now Dax's turn.
Yeah. Okay, how far away is Dax from the animated armor, please?
I would say 20 feet.
20 feet, okay. Yeah, Dax is going to, like, look at his tidying up and be like, what am I doing? And move 5 feet towards Dar, please.
Diagonally?
Diagonally, yeah, diagonally is fine. Behind the sofa. And then Dar is...
That's me.
Dax, sorry.
I told you he just wanted to be blue.
No!
He just wanted to be me.
No, he wanted to be you.
But when I die, you can inherit everything. How's that?
Oh, no. But yes, please. But... Dax is going to shout out, leave my big brother alone, but it's going to come out in Draconic, and as he's shouting out, it is accompanied by an exhalation of magical energy from his mouth as he captures the animated armour in a 15-foot cone, please, angled so that no one else is in it.
Is that breath weapon or...
Yeah, that's radiant? Breath weapon.
In a cone?
I've moved 15. I'm moving the amount of distance, Daryl, so that I'm 15 feet away from the animated armor.
Sure.
And then I believe I should be able to angle a cone firing off northwards so no one else will be in it.
So it's just the corner of the cone that catches.
Yeah, so the corner of the cone catches and then.
But they're kind of like adjacent to each other.
Yeah, but they're in another square.
Oh, 15.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
I thought he said 150. I was like, whoa! Everyone dies.
That's a big
15 feet.
No, 15 feet. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm only a small little dragonborn.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, can the animated armor please make a dex saving throw, please? Not a dax saving throw. This is a dex saving throw.
Ah.
7.
Yeah, that's a fail.
Mm-hmm.
So it is going to... Oh, terrible rolls. Okay, better. It is going to take 14 points of thunder damage.
This thing shatters into pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with like a withered hand, Dar just holds a thumbs up.
Oh.
Okay.
Please heal yourself, Nick.
That's all I'm going to do.
Okay, I know what I'm going to do. I'm charmed by Renica, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
I can't hurt Renica, but I can go and stand between Renica and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
So I will go and stand between Renica and my brother, please.
That is effing cute.
My baby brother.
My big brother. That your turn?
That is my turn.
Well, Renica does not like this betrayal. I'm going to use this legendary action on you.
Yeah, bring it on. I don't think I'm charmed anymore.
Dax, the room disappears.
Do I get to save against whatever's about to happen?
Oh gosh, yeah, you do. Sorry.
Just to check.
Make a wisdom saving throw, sorry.
Is this a charm or frightened effect, please?
This will be a frightened effect.
Thank you. So that's a 14.
You fail, so the room disappears. It's a bright day. Where you are. Lovely town square. You know not where. But you kind of know, somehow in the back of your mind, that you know where this place is. And there are people all around. People are hanging on top of each other, jumping, busting through. It's him! It's him! What do you mean? There's kids running down the street. It's thunder! It's thunder! Thunder's here! It's great! It's him! It's him!
Aww.
And people have lined up and are banners in the breeze saying, "Welcome back, Thunder. Welcome back." And the people are cheering and shouting your name. A person emerges from the crowd with a circlet on their head, long flowing robes, some kind of royalty, you assume. And they are presenting you with a medal, thanking you for your wonderful services, being an esteemed adventurer willing to put his life at risk to defend the people of the town. You take this medal. Proudest moment of your life, and you turn to the seats next to you on the platform overseeing this crowd, and at the seats of honour are your family. Your family are there sitting on these chairs, but they aren't alive.
Huh?
Their skin has been rotted away. Flies are buzzing around their head. Their eyes are hollowed out, and just the stench of death and decay. Because they have died a long time ago, leaving you alone in this world. You accomplished everything you wanted to do as an adventurer, but your family were not there to see you.
Dark!
The room returns back to the ballroom, and you are frightened. You're no longer charmed because he attacked you.
Woohoo!
But you are frightened. So you do get a chance to shake this off with a wisdom save throw at the end of each of your turns.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Next is Arant Quill. Arant again will tut and like, "Oh, amateurs, please, goodness sake.
Can't wait to stab this guy."
Right, he is going to clap his hands together, spread them so his fingertips and his thumb touches, thrust them out towards Renica and cast Supreme Mockery.
Ooh.
Right, listen, you floating bowl of rotten noodle. This ends today.
Oh, burn!
You got him, Aaron.
Oh my gosh. Renekor is surprised that Quill is going to attack him and fails. Are you safe? And he is going to take... I'm not going to roll that. He's just going to take 66 points of psychic damage. And you see these rings just flow out of Aaron's hands and rock Renekor. And his form just kind of like, you know when you get like a stress ball and just squeeze and it like...
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like goes out between the ball. It just... And then it regains his shape. He takes 66 points of psychic damage.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Step it up, Maestanis.
We're trying.
It's hard.
Excuse us for coming in here and trying to rescue you, Aaron.
Yeah, grateful much. Aaron or Arrogant?
Ooh. Oh.
Ooh, burn.
Arrogant Quill.
That's some supreme mockery right there.
Aaron is going to choose to ignore that and move just at the foot of that square. That's a lot of damage. Back at the top of the order, it is Ray's turn.
Am I right in thinking that the exploding earth was meant to be centred on Renica and it was just the online map being a bit of a tech pain?
Yeah, I cool. just, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine because I was wondering how difficult the terrain would be. But I should be able to run right up to Renica, in theory.
You should be able to, yeah.
So he'd have, what, like 10 foot of difficult terrain around him? No. Or...
Yeah, but he's floating, so does it even affect him?
No, but it's going to affect me.
Him.
Oh, right.
It affects anybody getting close to him.
Oh, right. So how far do you want to move?
I want to move up so I'm 5 feet away from him.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm running right up to him. And I'm full of rage at what he's been doing to my family. Mm-hmm. So I am going to... try and slice at him with my rapier.
Sure.
Yeah, turn him into sushi.
Okay, that is a 26 to hit.
Hits, absolutely hits.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Hit. Okay. Come on, Ray.
So that is 8 points of damage normal, but then because obviously I am close enough to him to use my what is it called, rakish audacity. I can roll first attack.
Also a very good audio editing program.
So that's 28 points of damage total.
Wow.
Renica is in a lot of pain. He is not looking good. He's hanging on.
Gonna bonus action hide in the mess and rubble beneath him.
Just to your right.
Yeah, I don't. Can I do so? If I'm bonus action hiding, but like I've used all my movement, haven't I?
Now you moved like 25 feet.
Oh well, yeah,
20 feet. It's like 20 feet. Hang on, fire.
But the last little bit of that was difficult terrain.
Difficult terrain. Yeah, but that thing I see the nearest bit of rubble is like 5 feet away from you.
Well, also, because the whole ground is rubble, though, isn't it?
Yeah, the whole ground is rubble. So
yeah, I'll hide in the whatever I can hide in.
Cool. You kind of... actually, you're at the end. You're just over the carpet. No.
I'm going to bonus action hide under the carpet,
it's
please.
Got a lot of eyes. It's like, what are you doing? But wait.
You're in combat with him, and you're, like, hiding.
You're in combat with it. So it just... Do you disengage, or do you hide?
Oh...
Because it would watch you hide right in front of him.
Yeah.
I love trying to hide with something you've literally just stabbed in front of you.
No, that's a really valid point, everyone. Fine, I'm going to bonus action
really
disengage.
Fun.
It's fun. Great job.
Yep. So, yeah. That's something I don't know. If you bonus action disengage, but you've used most of your movement, like...
can stay there. It just means
well, then you're not. Then it's pointless. The only reason to use a disengage is to move away.
It's to get away.
Yeah.
So
because you could disengage and stand there, but then they could still just whack you on the next turn. It doesn't. It doesn't stop them whacking you.
Yeah, but if you hide right in front of it, do you have disadvantage? Should I give you disadvantage on the stealth?
You can take a bonus on each of your turns and take the dash. I can dash.
Oh, there we go, yeah.
And because I've been in melee, I can use fancy footwork and he can't have an opportunity attack on me.
Yes.
Wow. So, bonus action dash. Yeah. I got there eventually.
Yes. Where are we going?
Smashing.
Yes, swashbuckler.
Swashbuckler.
Dash is your full movement, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm legging it to... Can I reach those stairs?
20, 25 to get to the foot of the stairs.
Yeah, that just looks like a fun place to be.
And it's not difficult terrain to get through this square?
It will be for one bit, but I've got 30, so I think that should... And it's disengage. It's a dash, so I think it's okay.
I'd say here. That's fair. It's out of the...
Because if it was centred on
You'd get out a little bit. I'd say, yeah, I'll give you that.
Looks interesting, those stairs.
No.
Are you facing? I see.
Yeah.
Cool.
And say, survey the room.
Mm-hmm. You've turned around and you're facing the ballroom rather than facing the stairs, which would have had you facing away from Renica. Lovely. Great turn. Nice. Next it's Rox. Rox's turn.
It's Dar's turn.
Oh, Dar's. It is Dar's turn, sorry.
I'm still alive. I'm still alive.
Not dead.
Okay.
He's not dead yet. He can dance and he can sing.
Not yet.
Please heal yourself.
I've got plans. So first of all, I've got how many? I've got 4 of my Balm of the Summer Court healing dice left, and I'm going to use all of them on myself.
I think that's a very good idea.
Regain 17 hit points.
Nice.
As well as 4 temporary hit points.
Hmm. Only 4?
Which, 1 for each of the dice I've spent. Which, you might think, well, that's not a lot of healing. You're the healing guy. That's because I'm a little bit angry right now, guys.
Ooh.
And so, staring as I've sort of, used the last of this fey energy to heal myself, there's been, like, little leaves and things that have just started floating around me. And then they are all going to turn, like, black and rotten.
Mm.
And I am going to use my 6th level spell slot to cast Blight on Renica.
Whoa!
Nice.
And this necromantic energy just rushes out through these leaves over to him and surrounds it. So can you make a constitution saving throw, please? DC 17.
Oh, fail.
Yeah.
To fall, in which case that is 54 points of necrotic damage.
Whoa. Tasty.
David, describe how Renica dies.
Yes! That's my twin.
That's my big brother.
Yeah, having seen, like Mum's behind him. Dax has stepped in the way. Ray's like rushed in to stab it and like gotten out of the way again. Like. Just all of the emotions, feeling weak as shit. These leaves that have been surrounding him and healing him fly across, start like slicing into each of Renica's eyeballs in different ways, and like completely like swirling him, but like these black rotten leaves. And then one by one, they kind of, as they like slice by one of his eye stalks, they like stick to him. And so eventually he's just surrounded by this like rotten foliage that then just like withers him away until he falls down.
Oh.
How now, Helena? Wither away.
Delightful.
Vicky, your Shakespeare show.
Dar, what's your passive perception?
My passive is 20.
20.
Whoa. No one gets passed out.
Yeah, I thought so. Renica dies. As Renica dies.
Renica dies.
In the manner that you describe. And Dar, only you can hear this voice, and it says,
"Ah, you broke my new toy. Damn it.
And the whisper fades.
Whoa.
Congratulations, you are out of combat.
Okay.
Out of combat, but it's super duper creepy.
Yeah.
So creepy.
If we're out of combat, I'm 100% going to cast another healing spell myself. Cure wounds!
Yeah.
Yeah, 3rd level cure wounds on myself. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Lovely, extra 23 healing hit points.
Well done. Slow clap from behind you as Arendt brushes himself off. Not bad. If I could have killed that bastard myself, I would have. Oh, hey. Hmm. I feel a bit strange, but.
In what way?
What? Don't know. Less, I guess, untouchable, if that makes sense. Hmm.
Less untouchable.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah.
There's only one way to find out. He grabs one of his knives. This is a really stupid thing to do. And he's just going to slowly press the knife into his palm. Ah! And he pricks himself. Yeah. I think things have restored somewhat to how they're supposed to be.
If you want to stab yourself, we can help.
Yep. We'd be happy to help stab you. In the best way possible.
In the kindest way.
Yeah.
I mean, we really do need to stab you for you to be out of this.
You see Arendt turn towards you and he pulls out his other knife, swings him about and he's grabbed them in like combat mode, face up, like, Now, you picked a terrible time to stab me in the back whilst my guard is up.
No, not in the back, in the front.
No, 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 we're not stabbing you as I cast Charm Person on him.
I'd like to cast Hold Person on him at the same time.
And I'd like to just flirt with him.
Well, he will counterspell.
Which one?
Which one?
The first one that... Who was first? Dax. We'll counterspell that. Like, and you're casting a hold person. How do I save?
A wisdom 17 for hold person.
Fails.
Ooh, wonderful! So that is... So he's paralyzed.
Fucking traitors.
We're not traitors. We've come here to get you. To get you out of
Mum, I wouldn't take... Mum, I would just do it. We don't... I don't know how long I can hold that for.
You. So Mum just gets out the crystalline dagger and stabs him.
And as you stab him, his back arches and he firstly reacts. He arches his back in reaction to the dagger. Then he relaxes. And then he turns to you, Rox, and his eyes glow purple. And there is like this aura, this wisp of purple energy whispering off his body. As he bares his teeth, he looks really feral for a split second. And the effect is gone. And his eyes clear. He's out of breath, panting. Is the dagger still in him? Have you just stabbed him and held it in there, or did you stab and run off?
I think held it, yeah.
Yeah? You look down into where you've stabbed him in the back, and there's no wound, there's no blood, and the clothes... There's not even a tear in the fabric of his clothing. And he takes in a deep breath. What did you do?
Freed you.
Freed me?
Yeah, this is what we were sent to do.
He looks down at his hands. He looks and he shrugs himself off the knife. Touches his back. And he looks at you, Rox. And he smiles. A great big smile. And he looks... A massive weight has just lifted off his shoulders. Thank you. And the whole world just disappears.
Oh! Whoa!
Everything is going. The people that are running from the carnage, they just disappear. It's like you've just thrown a whole bunch of paint up into the air and all the colours just swell. And you're back in the library.
Yay!
Is he with us?
You're in the library, in the very room where you entered the demiplane. And it's a dimly lit room by candlelight. There's a man in flowing robes, Hamza Al-Hadan, who helped you get to this part of the library. And sat next to him at a table is a red-haired woman in dark blue robes with constellations on her gown. And there, the two of them are staring agape at the five of you as you just suddenly appeared.
Five of us!
Yeah! Yay!
Woo!
Wow!
Is one of them Rilia? Is the woman Rilia?
It is Rilia. Rox, you would know this woman.
Yeah, Rilia.
And she sees Arendt and tears instantly stream down her face. And she stumbles to get up. Hamza catches her. It's all right. It's all right. They have succeeded. It looks like. Congratulations, Mr. Stannis.
That's what we're here to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we made him less of a knobhead as well.
That is true.
Very true.
There was... Also, a small matter of a big eyeball in there as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Sit down, please. Tell me everything. She's struggling to speak.
Yeah, Dar, you should definitely sit down. You don't look good.
As you sit down and tell her the tale, the first thing that happens is that Rilia will just rush to Arendt and just hug him very tightly. You'll see, Dar, especially as you're very perceptive, you'll see that... he's also crying. Tears are streaming down his face. And you hear him say...
I miss that entirely and think he has hay fever.
It's just the dust of returning to a library. Yeah.
Libraries make people cry.
I thought I hated you. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. He's just saying sorry, sorry, sorry. And she said, there's nothing to forgive. Come, sit down. There's so much to catch up on. After you... I assume you catch her up on everything that happened.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I drink wine. Make ourselves sound really cool as well. Like,
are there any bits you want to leave out, or anything?
I don't tell anybody about that voice I heard at the end.
Oh,
okay. What? Even you haven't even told us.
No, I'm gonna wait until it is just the four of us before I even let you know.
Okay. You guys sat down. I've told your tale, and Rydia After calming down from the overwhelming joy she has at having her friend back at long last, she informs him, regrettably, "Yeah, you weren't stuck inside the book for 1 year, it was three. It was quite a turbulent time when we arrived here. Measures had to be taken, hastily had to seal you away. I was needed topside during the library, and all this chaos is happening, and I'm sorry it's been so long, but I couldn't come get you myself. There was work to be done," and he nods and says he understands. "Mayor Starnes, I can never repay you enough for what you have done, but here is a small bit of recompense for your hard work." And
5,000 gold pieces, yes?
5,000 gold pieces inside this massive sack. You guys are minted.
Let's go buy a jet ski.
That's a jet ski.
Should we go and see how much that unicorn was?
I want two.
No, it's dangerous.
Before you go, though, you said, so let me get this straight, a beholder had managed to dream itself into the realm that I had created.
So it seems.
Yeah.
She looks at Hamza. Hamza has a grave look in his face. This does not bode well. As you may be aware, 3 years ago, a celestial tried to make this land her own. And she was known for her powers of divination. And at the height of her powers, when she had her own body, it is rumored amongst the ones that know her that she could manipulate the cycle of strings at will. She has a certain sacred treasure, I believe it is called, the Esu scales, a golden scale that tips either one way or the other, giving her a favourable or unfavourable decision whenever she tries to touch the strings. But yes, she was stopped. Rydia was here to teach myself and my friend Azuki the sealing spell to separate the body she had commandeered from her spiritual body, and she is sealed here inside the library. And if Renica, I believe his name is able to dream himself inside the extra dimensions within this library, he's telling that her reach is not beyond us just yet.
Who is this person?
God Queen Ori Adelola. She was the first queen of Tenabula, the land just to the south of here. And like many of her kind, she has the power of amnesis. She can reincarnate herself through the bodies of people who share her blood. And as long as people who share her blood touch a treasure that belonged to the original celestial, that celestial can reincarnate themselves into this newer body. So you see, my friends, it is a problem that we are always going to have if our spirit is sealed here. One of our descendants may find their way here, gain this secret knowledge, and bring Adelola back, and she may do we know not what.
Is the play still on the table?
Mm.
Like the book?
The book is still there. The book is still there.
I'd like to walk over to it, pick it up, walk over to Mum, and just say, can I have that knife?
Which she would give to you very freely.
And then I'm just going to stab the book a couple of times.
My inner Orin Quill is crying.
I'd be like, well, that's one less space for her, I suppose.
You may have done this. Always do half measures. He clicks his fingers and the book goes up in flames. Turns to cinders.
Oh, I was wrong. You are a knobhead.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I could have done that. I was just using the knife, innit?
We can all do that.
Arret laughs. Really, what do you think? These guys could be asses.
Did you just call us asses?
You hear what you should hear, you know?
Assets. You guys have selective hearings.
Glad you're not dead, though.
Me too.
I have a good feeling about you, Mayor Starnes.
Yeah, this is our bread and butter.
It's your bread and butter? Adventuring?
Yeah, this is what we do.
We can take on more than a beholder after we've had a rest.
At that, Arant's eyebrows rise and say, can you now?
Yeah.
Because I'm retiring. I think if anything's taught me anything from this whole ordeal, it's that I think it's time to give over the fight to someone fresher in blood. There's more opportunities for heroism down the way, and I guess you guys might be more sorted. What do you say, Rydia? She looks at him, she looks at you guys. Now, I'd say you guys are more than worthy. You've helped me out immeasurably, and if there's anything more I can do for you, if it is truly your desire, I'll be happy to initiate you as harpers.
Hey, gang.
Yo.
Do you lot want to be harpers?
Might be kind of cool to be, like, part of something.
Does it set us on a road to
heroism and fame and glory.
You're already on that road, Dax.
Yeah, thanks, Mum.
As long as we stay safe, I don't mind.
Yeah, go on, initiate us into the Harpers.
Which one of you has the pin?
Me.
You produce the pin.
Dax has been wearing it the whole time.
He's been wearing it the whole time. Oh, bless him. She will stand up. She will place her hand on your pin. A little flash of light, and all of you have the pin on your clothing.
Wow.
Congratulations. You are now officially members of the Harpers. Protecting the downtrodden, dismantling evil organisations, and then a small black butterfly swoops around and it lands in Tamsa's palm, and he sees some words just appear like in a scroll before him, and then the words turn to cinders, and his look on his face is grave, and he stands up and says, well, Meyastani, I think we have your first mission already. Sedara Meyastani has gone missing, and given the importance of this man's standing within the manor, I cannot entrust this task to anyone else. What say you?
What was the name?
Sedar Meyastani.
Well, that's our name.
Do we know this person? Do we?
I'm going to say no.
Mum, is this one of those uncles?
Slow looking over at Mum.
Mum?
I don't know. Could be.
Rilia, with your permission, and Meyastani's with yours, come with me. And there is so much to learn.
We'll need a rest.
You had one in the middle of the fight. Like.
That wasn't my decision. Come off it.
It looked like you were really into the sleep.
I made up for it afterwards. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you did.
All right, let's go be good guys.
Yeah, let's go be heroes.
While they're having this conversation, Rox is going to like go up to Rilia and give her like a really heartfelt like handshake. It goes in for like a proper like bear hug kind of thing. Like comrade hug.
Yep. Much deserved. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye, arrogant Quill. Yeah.
Aaron grabs, touches Rilia's shoulder, waves at you all, and that wave turns into a middle finger. As the two of them vanish from the library, teleporting away.
Brought them down to our level in the end.
Yeah.
I'm not being funny, but he's the one that pooed in the middle of a fight.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
Come, Meyastanis. There is much for you to learn and much service you can do. And Hamza spins on his heels, walks back into the darkness of Stax. Do you follow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just before I do, can I use Arms of Hadar, which is also rebranded as Many Arms of Mr. Arms the Octopus for me, and like create a whole load of like arms at the side of me and just be like, whoa, I'm a beholder. I'm just joking. And then I'll stop it and then be like.
And with the Meyastanis chuckling after this little prank, I think that's where we'll end the adventure.
Aww. You look better with that many arms.
Thanks, Daryl. That was
awesome.
Thank you, Daryl.
Awesome.
That was really good.
Thanks for taking us on an adventure.
Yeah.
I thought I was gonna die.
I thought you were gonna die.
I thought you were gonna die.
We really, when we were like, nothing, you're the only person that can heal anyone. When we went,
I was down to 7 hit points, everyone. Oh, 7 hit points.
Renica has legendary act. Well, the Beholder has legendary actions. 3 every turn.
Every turn, yeah.
And he can use them at the end of every other person's turn. I didn't use any lair actions either.
Oh, yeah, God, that would have got us.
Yeah. They're horrible.
If we go out for a trip with the Meyastanis again, we need healing potions.
Yes, we've got 5,000 gold.
Yeah.
The Meyastanis can go shopping.
Oh, yeah.
We can stock spree. Up on those healing potions
Armed
and other goodies.
To the teeth with healing. Oh, yeah.
We won't do like a character creation next time. We'll just do a whole shopping. Ooh. Like
we'll do a shopping, like, yeah.
Shopping episode.
Shopping.
Just raiding the Candlekeep armory.
Actually, in this world of Candlekeep, there is Amazon. So if you just send your orders to the Avowed, he will just magically make it appear, and then boom, you're done. Oh, wow, look at that.
We've got Candlekeep Prime.
Candlekeep Prime. Candlekeep Prime.
Oh. I feel like the Meyastanis like to hold what they're buying. Like hold weapons and smell potions and stuff.
Very physical people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, that was so good, Daryl.
So
cheers.
Thank you.
Glad you enjoyed it.
You have been listening to Daryl Bailey as your Dungeon Master. Vicky Gaskin as Rox, David Knight as Dar, Grace Kelly Miller as Ray, and Ben Galpin as Dax. Original music by David Knight. The Tale of Wisteria Vale by Kiana Shaw. Thank you for listening to No Small Roles. Anon for now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.